cloudy winter's night, and I'm in an alleyway tucked beside a side street in downtown South Melbourne. I'm here to meet a man about a fish.
Sorry, running a bit late.
No, that's fine. You've got very cold hands.
Yeah, the water's cold. No, it's freezing. I'm Nick Dorman.
You're from Yarra Valley.
Yarra Valley Caviar, yep. Yarra Ranges. It's about 1.5 hours from Melbourne. And we have a freshwater Atlantic salmon farm, which we grow specifically for the salmon caviar or salmon roe. We divert part of the Rubicon River through the farm. So basically the river just diverts through our about 16 ponds. And in those 16 ponds, we've got roughly 60 tonne of Atlantic salmon.
Nick Gorman is about to demonstrate how he milks salmon for its roe to the patrons at the St. Arlie Cafe. There's a few cats looking interested because in the back of Nick's ute, parked beside the cafe in this cobbled alleyway, are two tubs. One large red one with a rounded top with a hole in it. And occasionally I get a glimpse of a silvery tail glittering in the streetlights. The other open flat tub is filled with water and has an oxygen cap.
When they're sporting, they like to leap, don't they?
They do, especially on a full moon as well. Yeah, these girls are probably a little bit excited.
So you're just filling up the big tub with water?
Some of them are 10 kilos, some of them are 4 kilos.
So how old do they have to be before they're old enough to have their roe milked?
We have to grow them for 3 years. So on their third year that they start to spawn, and that's the first harvest. And then we've got some now that are 10 years old, because once we milk them, we put them back into the ponds to do again the following year, so we're not killing the fish.
It's a bit too fast.
I'm up for a big one. She's beautiful. Beautiful.
I might splash around a bit some. Yeah. Hold her.
And then we put them into an anaesthetic of natural clove oil.
Clove oil you use for toothaches.
That's right. Yeah, in the old days, they used to use it to numb the teeth. So we just put a tiny amount in there, and we generally put about 20 fish in there at a time. Then we leave them in there for about 5 minutes.
I can smell it.
I've actually got a few rainbow trout in here as well, which we also harvest for the roe.
And is that different from the Atlantic salmon?
It is different, yeah. It's
salmon?
A smaller egg, and it has a bit more of an earthy flavour as opposed to the Atlantic salmon.
Where do you sell them? I mean, the Japanese love.
We do. We deal with a lot of Japanese wholesalers that go into Japanese restaurants. And we sell probably 90% of our salmon caviar into restaurants or through our wholesalers, and a small amount into retail.
And I think the Japanese do very interesting things with salmon roe, don't they? They separate them individually and all sorts of stuff.
The process we do when you actually milk a salmon, it comes out not in the roe sack, it comes out as a singular egg because we're hand milking them as opposed to kill the salmon for their roe.
I put on a plastic apron and one glove on my left hand. Nick sets out a plastic bucket with a large strainer to catch the roe. My big fat salmon appears to be calming down as the clove oil anaesthetic kicks in. Ooh, she's pretty still now.
Yeah, we might give her a bit longer, I think.
Yeah, because she's a big one. It's
a bit of a... takes a while to get your eye in with the milking, but you'll be fine.
Okay, I'm quite nervous about this.
No, it's okay.
I've never milked anything, really. So you go around actually demonstrating this.
Just to more building awareness with people about how we actually source the roe. Just so people understand that we're not actually killing or harming the fish. Because we don't overstock the farm, it's more like a free-range salmon farm, I guess. We don't have any issues with disease or anything, so there's no need to use any chemicals. So it's a very natural process.
And the salmon are okay with having their roe taken?
The downside is if we don't actually milk them, then they become egg-bound and die. So that's how the whole farm started 20 or 30 years ago. So this is a glove hand.
Yep.
So just grab them by the tail and cradle their head very gently.
Got a tight grip?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Hold it tight with that hand, with the other hand.
Oh, my goodness.
And...
oh! It just comes out.
Yeah, so it's just a gentle stroke of the tummy, like that. Roughly 25% of their body weight is the egg.
Wow. Well, it's quite a large strainer, plastic strainer. And it's been filled with little amber jewels. It's really coming out very fast.
It is.
How much would you have in one salmon? How much?
Oh, this one will produce probably close to a kilo, maybe 700 grams.
And how much would that... cost?
That'd cost you quite a few hundred dollars. All right, I think we better get her back. Yeah. Have you got... I'll grab her.
Yeah.
Okay. Straight back into the...
Yep. Thanks. So she's going back and...
She's going back into the fresh water now, so she'll come to in and probably... 10 to 15 minutes.
Right.
She'll be swimming around in there happily again.
And then, so what do you do with these roe now that you have them?
They get brined, and then we jar them up, and then they get pasteurised, steam pasteurised. So it just eliminates any listeria and things and gives them roughly a 10-week shelf life.
Then preparing them?
Oh, to use? Oh, my favourite would be a little blini with a little bit of creme fraiche and
classic.
A few pearls on top. Nice and easy. With oysters, beautiful. There's a number of ways to use it.
Thank you so much, Nick Gorman.
No
That's
worries.
Really lovely.
Lovely to have you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wow, I've learned something today.
I better get organised in here now.
Sure thing. Nick Gorman, Business Development Manager at Yarra Valley Caviar.